Good afternoon. This is Commissioner Sam Cho calling to order the Northwest Seaport Alliance Audit Committee meeting of June 23rd, 2022. The time is 12:34 p.m. This session is being held remotely and at the Fabulous Center at 3600 Port of Tacoma Road in room 110 to allow for public attendees. With me today are Commissioners Keller, Marzano, and Mohammed. Let's go ahead and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. If everyone could stand or sit wherever you are for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Moving on in the agenda, we're going to go into public comment. I would like to open the meeting for public comment. Clerk, has anyone signed up to give public comment?
No, there isn't.
Okay, with no one signed up to give comment, I'm now closing the public comment portion of the meeting and moving on to item four, which is the action agenda. I'd like to call on Darren Arakaki, Director, Accounting and Port Auditor, to introduce the action of the action item for us today.
Thank you, Commissioner Cho. And first of all, thank you, Audit Committee, one for serving on the Audit Committee and for your leadership. We have just one item today, so we should get through this pretty quickly. It's for the selection of the Northwest Seaport Alliance auditor for the next 5 years. So next slide, please. So request Audit Committee recommendation of the Moss Adams LLP proposal for financial audit services in the amount of $355,000 to the managing members for contract authorization. Next slide, please. So it covers a little bit of background. Annual audited financial statements are required by the NWSA charter and also by state law. The last contract with RSM ended following the 2021 financial statement audit. And I like to publicly thank RSM for their great work over the last 6 years. In November, we came to the audit committee and the audit committee authorized the procurement for financial audit services to be restricted to the Port of Tacoma and the Port of Seattle auditors per RCW 5319-020. The managing members then authorized the restricted procurement in December of last year. Next slide, please. Both home ports, Port of Seattle and Port of Tacoma, financial audit services contracts ended in 2021. So both home ports issued RFPs for financial audit services for years beginning 2022 last year. And both home ports selected Moss Adams as their auditors. And just as a note, Moss Adams was the incumbent auditor at the Port of Seattle. Next slide, please. So as both home port auditors selected Moss Adams, per RCW 5319, the RFP for the Northwest Seaport Alliance financial audit services was issued to Moss Adams. The contract is for 3 years with an option to extend for two additional years. We prepared an evaluation team which consisted of representatives from the audit committee, the Northwest Seaport Alliance, and the Port of Tacoma. The evaluation criteria we used focused on the team and the firm, the staff, and also compensation or the cost. In terms of the evaluation of the firm and the team, we evaluated their audit approach, their planning, and how they identified areas of risk associated with the audit. We evaluated their audit approach and key areas of risk and challenges considering the formation of the NWSA by the Port of Tacoma and the Port of Seattle. And regarding staff, we looked at their experience and competence, their background, and specifically their experience with governmental accounting and also port experience. Compensation consisted of their audit fees. Next slide, please. So this table shows the audit fee proposal. For the 5 years, the total is $319,500,000. We added a contingency for new accounting standards and unusual transactions for an additional $35,500. So the total amount is $355,000. The contingency was not part of the Moss Adams proposal, but it's being added to cover potential unforeseen significant accounting standard adoptions and any significant unusual transactions that are out of the scope of the proposed contract. The Moss Adams proposal of $319,500 is an increase of $20,000 or 10% over the previous five-year contract total. And the total cost of $355,000 represents an increase of 22% over the previous 5 years. Next slide, please. So the evaluation committee concluded that Moss Adams and their proposal met all of the requirements in the RFP. Moss Adams is a local firm and has a very large governmental accounting practice. They also have a significant amount of port experience. Their audit clients include the Port of Seattle, the Port of Portland, the Port of LA, and they've also served the ports of Long Beach and San Diego. The key team members on the audit for the NWSA will also have port experience. As auditors for the Port of Seattle, Moss has a good understanding of the Northwest Seaport Alliance and their risks and the risk associated with the NWSA JV and also NWSA operations. And finally, their fees, as we saw on the previous slide, were in line with expectations, with an increase of $20,000 over the past 5 years, and that also represents a 10% increase. So request audit committee recommendation of the Moss Adams LLP proposal for financial audit services in the amount of $355,000 to the managing members for contract authorization. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Excellent. Before we get to questions, can I please get a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much. Great. We'll open it up to discussion. If anyone has any questions or comments, I'll... Are we going to do a roll call, Ilani, or do we want to just see if anyone has...
Some people that are not virtual. So I'd like to start with Commissioner Keller.
Thank you. Darren, could you please identify the names of the members of the evaluation team, just so that I know?
Sure. Commissioner Cho, David Morrison, CFO for the Northwest Seaport Alliance, Aaron Galino, CFAO for the Port of Tacoma, Brian Lees, Manager of Accounting for the Port of Tacoma, and myself.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Marzano?
Just a quick comment real quick. I like the fact that you have the contingencies built in there. If they're to be used, you'll inform us of that, though. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. We will. And you know, we don't expect to use it, but we thought it was a good idea to put it in and also, you know, be transparent that there may be some additional costs outside of the scope of the proposal.
Yeah, no, I like it, Darren. I like that. Thank you.
Commissioner Muhammad.
Thank you, Darren. This was a great presentation. How long did the evaluation team meet for?
The evaluation was actually done individually. And so the way it works is each member of the evaluation team receives a packet from our contracts department. And each person then performs the evaluation, submits their results to contracts, who then summarizes the results.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Cho.
No questions. I was obviously on the evaluation team, and I have full confidence in Moss Adams' ability to carry out the work. I also want to comment that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, each home support has already considered and voted on this. So this is a final step in many steps, and we're looking forward to continuing to see the good work from Moss Adams. So with that, I think we can go ahead and go on to a vote on this item.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Muhammad?
Aye.
Commissioner Cho?
Aye.
The motion carries.
Excellent. So with that, I believe we are at the end of our agenda, and that concludes all our business for this month's audit committee. I want to thank the staff for putting this together. I want to thank Leilani for being there in person, as well as Commissioner Keller. I think this hybrid approach is really efficient, as you all can all see. And I would have put up a stink if I had to drive all the way to Tacoma for this 20-minute meeting. So I appreciate you all supporting this change to the structure of this committee, and I think it's going to serve us all well. So with that, if there aren't any further comments or referrals, the time is now 12:46 p.m. With no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Great job.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.